Okay, I'll I need to send y'all a program. If you have a sitter, it will be helpful, maybe not. Okay, I started preparing. I didn't really get too far in my preparation, so we'll figure out what we're gonna talk about. But let's learn a little bit about the Nusach of Al Hanisim in this Sidur. Let me turn to the page. Shimon Esrei in Maidan. Okay, so first a little bit background. Okay, so Chazal instituted that we should embellish our tefillos with mentioning Me'in HaMa'ora, what happened, the miracle of Chanukah. Okay, the miracle of Chanukah. Now, this is something that is, where do we add it? We add the Nusach of Al Hanisim in Moedim. Moedim and Achmulach, we say Moedim. We then say V'hamarachim ki lo yisamu chasodecha me'olam kvinu lach. Okay, we have always put our hope in you. And then we right away say, hope. Al hanisim v'al ha'purkun v'al ha'gurus. So the location where we put this bracha is in the middle of Modin. Now it's interesting that if... Let's say we wouldn't have a sitter. What would happen if we would not have a sitter? Someone would come over to us, one of us, and say to us, you know, we have Modim, and Chazal decided the appropriate place to put the piyut of Al Hanisim is in the middle of Modim. Where would the average person insert the Nusach of Al Hanisim? I would argue that they would put it after the line V'ch'al Kulam Yisparach V'yishamam Shimcha Malkeinu Tamid Li'olam Vo'et. The Alka means for all of these. Okay, we say Modim, Modim Shimon Esha, there are really three parts to Modim. There is the first part, Modim Anachnu Loch Sho'atohu Hashem Elokeinu Ve'elokei Avoseinu Li'olam Vo'ed. Tzur Chayinim, Login Yishenu, Atul Dardar, Nodukho, Nesat V'sech HaChayinu, Hashem V'decha V'yal V'shem V'soch V'yal V'sech V'shem V'yal V'shem 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 V'shem. That's the end of part one. Part two is a one-liner. V'yal Kulam, and for all of these, Yisparach, V'yishamam, Shimcha Malkeinu, Tamid Li'olam Vo'ed. And then it's part three. V'chol hachayim yudu chasalo, all of the living will praise you. V'halalu ha'shimcha b'mes, Hakel Yeshuaseinu, V'ezraseinu salo, the God that is our salvation, our help forever. Baruch atah Hashem, atoiv shimcha l'chano elohayos. There are three parts. Now, how do you know there are three parts? I'm going to prove to you that my question is a very valid question, because on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we add, uchesoiv l'chayim toivim kol b'nei v'risach. Where do we insert the words Uchasov L'chayim Toivim? We insert it after part three. After part two. I'm breaking up the Shema. I'm breaking up the Modim into three parts. There's the Modim, and then there is part number two. It's called the Al Kulam, and part three is V'chol HaChayim. Now, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, where do we insert the words Uchesoiv l'chayim toivim kol b'nei v'risecha? We insert it in between part two and part three. Yet, Al Hanisim, Chanukah, Purim, we insert the Al Hanisim in between part one and part two. Why? Why? Obviously, we're looking for a breakpoint. We want to make a request for life. And Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you shall write l'chayim toivim, for good life, kol b'nei v'risecha. Then we say v'chol hachayim yodu chasala. So before we say all of the living will praise you, before we say those words, we ask Hashem, but by the way, write for life, good life, kol b'nei v'risecha, and then v'chol hachayim yodu chasala. Okay, it's interesting. I mean, never really appreciated this. Why in general do we put it in into modem this line? It would seem because you want to put those words right next to v'chol ha'chayim yodu chasala. Hashem, if you'll write us in the book of life, and we'll live, then all of those people that are written in the book of life will praise you. So you will also get something out of this. Of course, Hashem doesn't need anything. He doesn't need our praise. But it's for us. There's an obvious connection between right for life, kol b'nei v'risecha, and all of the living will praise you.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
But in the benching is after is in the
no delucha.
Second brucha for the land of Israel.
No,
so
right.
You ask where would I put it? I would put it someplace rebuilt in Jerusalem.
You would put it the Al Hanisim. The Yala V'Yava. Right, so you're asking a question, why don't we put it with Yala V'Yava? Okay, so that question we're not discussing, because that question, the answer is, because Al Hanisim primarily is an expression of thanks. Yala V'Yava is basically, is an acknowledgement that today is Rosh Chodesh, and once it's Rosh Chodesh, we are lacking, we are unable to bring the korbanos that we are required to do. We can't bring the korbanos, and because we cannot bring the korbanos, so we put it in part of the davening where we make a request. In the bracha of Ritzei is a request to restore the service of the Beis HaMikdash. If today is Rosh Chodesh, or today is Sukkot, or today is Pesach, Chol Hamoed Sukkot, Chol Hamoed Pesach, so we got a problem. We have obligations that are upon us. If it's Rosh Chodesh, there's a special set of korbanos. We can't do it. So the very least we can do is we can ask Hashem, please restore the service. And in the blessing where we make a request to restore the service of the Beis HaMikdash, we package that it's Rosh Chodesh today. And it's then we're saying when you will restore the Beis HaMikdash, then we will be able to bring the korbanos that we're supposed to bring. But Al Hanisim, we're not making a request to restore anything. Al Hanisim is just an acknowledgement of a miracle that happened back in the day. It is an expression of thanksgiving. There's no request. We're not coming to make any request. We're just coming to express our thank you to Hashem, and therefore, where would be the proper location to make the thank you? In another blessing where we likewise thank Hashem. Where do we thank Hashem in the Shemoneh Esrei? In the blessing of Modim. Where do we thank Hashem in the Birchas HaMazon? In the blessing of Nodeh L'cha. Nodeh L'cha, let us thank you. Let us thank you for Eretz Yisrael. Let us thank you for the Torah. Let us thank you for Bris Milah. And let us now also thank you for the miracle of Chanukah, the miracle of Purim. So that's a separate issue. It's an excellent question. That's a very basic, general question. Why is it that in the Shemoneh Esrei we put Yalav Yavo in Ritzei? And we put Al Hanisim in Modim. And the basic answer is, we're not making any request for the miracle of Chanukah, the miracle of Purim. It's an acknowledgement of what has happened in the past, and we are very thankful. And in fact, it's not just the past. The miracle of Chanukah, the miracle of Purim, continuously happens every day of our lives in a different dimension. And therefore, we're just highlighting, we're saying thank you. But when we focus on the Yalev V'Yavo of Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, Sukkot, it's not a thank you. There's nothing to thank. It's a day of the year when we have obligations that are part of the holiday, and it is a chaval. It is a chaval to us that we are living in Golus and we are unable to fulfill our duties, our obligations. So therefore, where do we make mention that today is Rosh Chodesh, today is Pesach, today is Sukkot? We make mention of this in the blessing where we reflect on the fact that we are lacking, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. In the Shemoneh Esrei, that is in the bracha of Ritzei, we ask Hashem, in the bracha of Ritzei the Avoda, the bracha before Modim, we ask Hashem, Ritzei Hashem, lo kein b'yam chayishol v'esri lo sam, be favorable, Hashem, to your people and their prayers, and restore the avodah, the yosheves ha'avodah lidvir beisecha, restore the service to the holy abode, the ishei Yisrael, the fire offerings, usfilasam yavas sekabel baratzon asil ratzon tov nevdas. So that's where we're there. That's an excellent question. It's a general question. But now we're going deeper. Fine. Excellent. We're going to say the blessing of Al HaNisim, the Pid of Al HaNisim, and the Bracha of Ritzei, and the Bracha of Modim, because Modim is a Thanksgiving blessing, and Al HaNisim is an expression of Thanksgiving. I'm now asking another question. When we look in the Siddur, we can break up the blessing of Modim into three parts. Part A, Part B, Part C. Part A is the beginning of Modim. We say to Hashem, thank you very much. We thank you, Hashem, you are our rock, you are our shield for all generations. We thank you, we relate your praise. We acknowledge that our life, al chayenu ha-mesurim li-odecha, our life is given over to you. Yal nishmosenu, yal nisecha shebechol yom imanu, all of the miracles you've done with for us. Erev lokevit soharoim ha-toiv ki lochol rachamech ve'amracheim, and then we say, may Olam Hashem, we always kivinu lach. We always yearn for you. We always, from time immemorial, we always put our faith in you. That's the end of part one. It even winds down very nicely. May Olam kivinu lach. That's not thank you. That's like the end of a sentence, the end of a paragraph. We thank you for A, B, C, D. And then we wind down, we have some closing statement. The closing statement is Hatoiv kilo chol rechamecha v'yamrachem kilo samu chasodecha me'olam kivinu lach. I think many of us would be very happy if we would just stop right there and we would say Baruch ato Hashem Hatoiv shimcha ulchanu elohoidos. Right, that's it, you're done. You thank Hashem. It's a pretty good job. It's pretty nice. It's a very poetic, eloquent piyut giving Hashem praise. Thank you very much. We've always put our hope in you. Baruch atah Hashem, hatoiv shimcha, ulecha noel lehoidos. Guess what? It doesn't stop. We don't do that. We have two more sections to go. And lecha'oyra, these two sections are totally unrelated. All of a sudden, we now say a whole new sentence, which, what's it doing here? The al kulam, and for all of this, and for all these, yisbarach, the yishraimam, shimcha, malkeinu, your name, our king, tamid, lo'olam vo'ed. What do we need this for? And then, that's also not enough, and then it says, V'chol ha'chayim yoducha selo. Now, I say this every single day, three times a day. It's very obvious from the translation why there are three separate sections. The very end of section number one, what does it say? Me'olam, the past. From time immemorial, we've always praised you. The past. The second section is the present. The al kulam yisparach v'yishramam shimcha malkeinu tamid. Continuously. That means now. And then section number three is all of the living yoducha is b'lashoin osid. In the future will praise you. So the reason this is just a general pshat on the modim. We forget about Chanukah. We're not even up to Chanukah yet. Let's first analyze the blessing of modim. In the blessing of modim, there are three parts. There is the first paragraph, the second sentence, and the third portion. And then you say Baruch Ato Hashem. You say the bracha. Why? What's the verbosity? Why do you have to have so much? In our blaze, I was coming to the shir today, and I met one of my rabbeim from high school. And he said to me, did you say today, V'hu Rachum? So I said, yeah, today was V'hu Rachum, was Thursday. So he says, you know that today is the last day you're going to say V'hu Rachum for a very long time. You're not going to say V'urachum Monday and Thursday, and then you're not going to say it the next Monday. Three, could you imagine? Three, so he said to me, one of my rebbeim in high school, I met him on the way to Yeshua, and he tells me, did you say V'urachum? I said, yeah. You know, you're not going to be saying V'urachum for a very long time. Not this coming Monday, not next Thursday, and not the following Monday. You're going to have to wait to say V'urachum until the next Thursday. So I said to him on the spot, that's why we say Hallel next week. And he laughed. He's a very holy person. So like it was, when I was in his class, I wouldn't have the chutzpah to say that. But now I'm a lot older. That's why we say Hallel. So he laughed hard. He liked that. All right, so V'hu Rachum, there are three parts to V'hu Rachum. There are three parts, three completely separate sections. It was composed by three different people. There's a whole story. I don't remember the whole story. We learned this probably a few times. I forget everything very quickly. There are three parts. My question over here is, look, in the Modim, there are three parts. The end of part number one says, Mei Oilam Kivinu Lach. We've always check the records. Go back to the videotape. Check. We've always put our faith in you, Hashem, way, way back from time immemorial. The second line says, V'chavi'al kulam yisparach v'yishaban, for everything you've done for us, Hashem, may it be praised, may your name be exalted, Shimcha Malkeinu, Tamid. What does Tamid mean? Continuously, now, the present. And then comes part three, V'chol ha'chayim, all of the living, Yoiducha. Even the article translates it correctly. Will gratefully acknowledge you. That's the future. So there's the past, the present, the future. Now, let's go three parts. Okay, not one part, three parts. Okay, now let's go to Rosh Hashanah, the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah. If we were writing the book, all right, so let's say Chazal would come to us and say, we want you to insert into the blessing of Modim a request to live, uchesoiv lechayim toivim kol bnei virisecha. Write for good life all of your people who are members of the covenant, members of the Jewish people. Where would you put this? Where would you insert these few words? Would you put it before the word modim? No, that's not right. You shouldn't put it in the beginning. But you have a choice. You can put it either after section one or after section two. And yet where did Chazal insert Uchesoiv L'chayim Toivim Kol B'nei V'risecha? After section two, in between section two and section three. Why over there? So if you don't really pay attention, you'll just say because the very next words it says V'chol ha'chayim yodu chasela. All right, that's an answer. It's a good answer. But listen, after section number one, it's all about life. After section number one, it says, Moedim anachnu loch shuratu Hashem chayinu, v'kidim v'sim a little bit, tzur chayinu, mogein yishayinu, atul davidor, no del chonesabar tilis al chayinu. We keep talking about life. It's a little more poetic. Don't you think over there, maybe we should put it right after that section over there? After section number one? Section number one is a very explicit description of life. Al chayenu hamesudim biyadech v'al nishmosenu hapakudos lach. It's about life. So we should put there. Uchasov l'chayim tovim kol b'nei v'risecha. Nope. Forget it. Wait until you get to the end of section number two. V'al kulam yisparach v'yisram shimach malkin tamid li'olam v'ay. It doesn't even mention life altogether. And then we come to the first part. V'chol ha'chayim yudu chasel. Oh, so we're coming out of section number three. And before we come to section number three, so we might as well ask Hashem we should live, so that we'll be able to praise you. Okay. What am I getting? I'm going to argue. Okay. No, it's a good answer. Fine. It mentions their life also. But there's something missing. There's something more. And the answer appears to be very simple. The first section is the past. We're done with that. If you come in to make a request of Hashem to live another year, you're going to group that with section number 3 that is focused on the future. The Bakasha, last year we made it. Why did we deserve last year? I don't know, but we made it, we survived. Now we're worried about what's going to be next year. So we come to make the Bakasha give us life before we begin section number 3. In between the present and the future. That's our moment of desperation. We're here now in the present. We are worried about the future. So what are we going to do? We're going to be mispalel to Hashem for the future. It's a bakosha. What about Al Hanisim? Al Hanisim, where is it positioned? It's positioned after the past, before the present. Because the entire text is about the past. It's about Bimei Matisya ben Yoichanan Kohen Gadol, Mordechai v'Esther. Mordechai v'Esther are gone. Matisyahu ubonav, they're gone. They're not alive anymore. This is the past. Oh, I know all the Bali Musa will say, no, but the Chanukah, the miracle of Chanukah, the miracle of Purim, it reoccurs. It happens there. Okay, you're right. Of course it reoccurs. But when we're coming to focus on the core of the concept, we're going to the past. Memela, the Al Hanisim, is positioned in the modem after section number 1, in between section number 1 and section number 2, which is the location of the past. You look in the Siddur. See, isn't it strange? You have modem. Okay, in the Art Scroll Siddur, they have all the additions are in gray. So they have modem, section number, and then they have in gray Al Hanisim. And then after they finish the Al Hanisim, then there is the white, the regular, the Al Kulam. And then there's the gray again, Uchasov. And then there's the white, V'chol HaChayim. It looks sloppy. Make up your mind. Where do you want to insert additional tefillos? L'chayra, you should be consistent. Why is it for Chanukah we're putting it before section number 2? And why are we putting the after section number 2? The answer is, we have to first understand the nusach of modem. Modem has 3 parts. The past, the present, the future. The first part concludes with the word me'olam kivinu lach. From time immemorial, all the way back from the ancient past, we have always, Hashem, put our faith in you. The first section is an expression of Chodah for the past. The next line, V'chol HaChayim V'al Kulam, Yisparach V'yishamam Shimcha Malkeinu, Tamid. Tamid is an expression of the present. And then comes V'chol HaChayim, the living Yoducha, Yud, Yoducha, they will praise you in the future. Ah, now everything makes sense. Aser Simei Teshuvah, it's the future. Therefore, we put the request in right before we begin the future. Al Hanisim, it's a reflection of Mashahoya. We put it in the past. Okay, that's an idea. Okay, that's an idea, one complete idea. Now, you want to elaborate upon that idea. Now, let's say you don't want to say this idea. No, I am Panam Lutara. Let's say we would not dwell upon past, present, future. Let's make believe we put that aside for now. There's another element. There are certain trigger words that cause us to break forth and daven and say other things. And that is, what is the trigger that... What is the trigger that makes us say the Al Hanisim in the middle of Modim? Let's wait. Let's wait until we get to the end. And then we'll say, before we conclude the bracha, we'll say the Al Hanisim. I think the answer is the words Me'olam Kivinu Lach. It's a very powerful word. Kivinu means to have hope. To have hope. And the time of Purim and the time of Chanukah were very dark times. They were very, very dark times. And everything seemed to be coming to an end. There was the time of Purim. I mean, what were the chances? There was a gzera, lahashmid, laharogu, la'abed, es kol ha'yudim. It was dead serious. They were all going to die. Every last person was being sent to the slaughter. And people had hope. Lech kinois kol ha'yudim, Chanukah, the Yevonim, they finished off everything. The Beis HaMikdash was under their control. It was shut down. There was nothing. The whole Klal Yisrael was disintegrated into nothing. But there was hope. When it comes to a new year, it's not a hope. If a person, Baruch Hashem is healthy, you're nervous. What does Rosh Hashanah mean for the average person? Okay, so everyone has daigus. Okay, everyone has daigus, but it's not a type of daiga. It's a daiga. It's not a kivinu that we're hoping. Like the word kivinu, like we're in a desperate state, and we're hoping that someone's going to take us out of a very desperate matzav. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's not the case. The case is, we're renewing our lease. You're renewing your lease. It's not where, okay, in 5 minutes, the world's going to come to an end. That's not the case. The world's going to go on. The question is, will I be part of it? That's the question. In time of Chanukah and Purim, it wasn't a question, will I be part of it? No one's going to be part of it. It's over. Everything is over. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the world's going to, there's no question, there's going to be a world tomorrow. People are going to be doing whatever they're doing. The only question is, where will I be? Will I be with them, or I will be gone? It's not what you would call hope. It's trepidation. It's din. There are different elements, but it's not cumulative. That's not the trigger. The trigger is, V'yalkulam yisparach v'yishvam shimcha malkeinu tamid li'olam v'ed, continuously. See, it's a different trigger word. Tamid means continuously. I want to continue. You're coming to renew your lease. You have insurance. So you don't even have to do anything. You go and you sign up for insurance, and if you do nothing, automatically the insurance policy renews itself, and they send you a bill. Okay, that's the way the world works. You go and you have internet service. So it can be a big hassle to get the internet service for the first time. You gotta do this. And once you get it going, and they send you a bill, you pay the bill, and then it comes a month later, you don't gotta do anything. It renews itself. You gotta pay, but it renews itself. That's called tamid. There is a renewal. Oh, renewal. Ribbono shel Olam, uchasoiv l'chayim tovim kol b'nei v'risecha. Renew. Our lease is up. We want to renew our lease on life for another year. Chanukah and Purim, that's not the trigger to express the Al HaNisim. The trigger for the Al HaNisim, the Chanukah and Purim, is Kivinu Lach, which has a connotation, we're in a desperate state. It's all over. And there's nothing we can do but look up to you and hope that maybe you'll pull us out of this hole. Me'olam kivinu lach. So if you don't want to work with the approach of the past, the present, the future, you want to work with a different approach, then we have no choice but to make these requests. Uchsov l'chayim to'ovim, for whatever the reason is. And we're going to say, Choydof for the miracle of Chanukah, we're going to put them in Modin. But where? You got to put it in the right place. You got to have the right word, which captures the essence of what it's all about. And that's an incredible limud. You want to summarize the whole Nitzachon of Klal Yisrael from the time of Chanukah and Purim? Know what the words are? Me'olam kivinu lach. That's the trigger. Kivino. When it comes to the Yom Leroyim, the trigger is not the kivino, it's tamid. To continue. To renew your lease on life. And it's very, I think it's very something here, because again, the milo of doing this is you coming to look at the whole Yom Tif with one word. Kivino. Is no matter what the matzah, there's hope. There is hope to look up to Hashem. Okay, those are two ideas of where it's positioned. Now, we also should go look at benching. Let's just take a quick look at benching. Because benching also, we put it in a unique location. Shachris l'chol. Let me turn to the benching. Grace after meals. Shachris, let me find it over here in the art scroll of Sidur, or Mormons, or Matzeach, Baruch Nasi, Arimamin, Parashaman. Here's Birchas Hamazon, here I got it. Okay. Birchas Hamazon. Now, Birchas Hamazon is even more pronounced. In Birchas Hamazon, if someone would ask you, where should we put the Al-Hanis in the Birchas Hamazon? So, go to the Chokag's discussion. Should you put it in the Bracha of Hoidah? Or should you put it in... So let's put it... We're going to put it in the Bracha of Hoidah. Noidelch. Now, if we would not know otherwise, where would you put it? I would say you should wait until you get to the end of the blessing. V'yala koil Hashem alecheinu anachnu moidim lach. Umavarach amasach. Yisbarach shimcha b'fiyo chaytam ili olam bo'ed. Kakosov yachalto v'sevata. The Al Hanisim! Wouldn't it make sense to put the Al Hanisim? I mean, what are you putting the Al Hanisim right smack in the center? You're putting it, you start with Noidilcha. Al Shenchal to Lave Sein Eretz Chemda, to Rechavi Hashem, to Eretz Mishraimash, to Tzem Mishavodim, the Al Barisha Shechasam Mishra, the Al Tarach Shechasam, the Al Kach Shechasam, the Al Chayim, Chayim, Vaches Shechasam, the Al Achilas Mozoin. Sho'atazan, umefarnes oisanu, you support us. Tamid, continuously. Look at this, continuously. B'chol yoim, uv'chol eis, uv'chol sha'ah. Here, we're focusing on the opposite. Tamid. And here, the trigger is... We could have waited to say the alakol. We could have continued the alakol for everything. Hashem lo kenach the mudim lach. We thank you. Baruch masach. Yisbarach shimcha. Now, you also can say the first answer yisbarach is the future tense. Tamid liolam boed. Okay, that's interesting. Kenach that we thank you. And look. Yisparach. Did we say the word Yisparach before? We did not. You see, that's another interesting thing. Let's go back. What was our first answer? Our first answer was past, present, future. You have the same thing here. The first paragraph is the past. Everything here is the past. Al shenchalto lavoseinu. Everything here is the past. Okay, everything here is the past in this part. Eretz Chemda, Tarachav, Yal Shotzer, Shemokim, Eretz Shem, Mutzim, Mesavodim, Yal Brisko, Shachasam, Demirsim, Yal Tirosh, Tumatanu, Yal Chukecho, Shoyedetanu, Yal Chayim, Chayim, Ches, Shachot, it's all the past tense. Yal Achilas, Mozoin, Shoatozon, and the food which we nourished and sustained. Yal Achilas, Mozoin, well, not really. Yal Achilas, Shoatozon, refers to Tomid, continue. It's interesting. This is the first. You have the pair. You have three parts here also. You really have three parts. It's interesting. I have the same three parts. They don't break it up. But when we come now, that's the past. Then when it says v'alachilas mozon shoatozon. Umefarnes or sonu tamid b'chol yom b'chol eitz b'chol shah. Is that the past or the present? Is that the past or the present? I'm not sure. maybe that's really referring to Hashem in the past, because then in the next paragraph, we clearly go into the future. Yisparach Shimcha, your name will be blessed.
Rabbi, it seems to be like they added another thing for what to bless, and then it continues. For this, everything which we enumerated is saying.
We enumerated, so we want to put the item before the enumeration. Okay, that's an idea. V'yala kol, we want the word hakol to go back on the al hanisim, and likewise in the Shemona Esrei v'yal kulam on the hanisim. Okay, that's another answer. But the other answer that I gave, the other two answers, was past, present, future, and a trigger word. In the benching, it's a little bit different. And that begs the question, is that the Allah, this is a big topic also. I'll put it in la halacha. What happens if you forget to say al hanisim in benching? Do you have to repeat the benching? No, you do not. Halacha lemaisa, you do not. If you forget to say the Shemona Esrei, do you have to repeat it? You do not. However, I don't have for you at this moment sources. But I vaguely remember last year we were learning this topic. Maybe we'll come across it again in the morning. And we don't get that. The bottom line is you do not. That's the bottom line. You do not. But I vaguely remember that there is a strong argument to make that in the Shemona Esrei, you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei, but not in the benching. That is a difference between the meal and the davening. Chanukah halacha lemaisa is established as lechoidos ulahalo. That means if you don't do the hoidah in the davening, you're out. There is no, contrary to popular belief, there is absolutely no obligation to eat donuts on Chanukah. No such thing. There is no obligation, there is no requirement to make a su'uda. If you happen to make a su'uda and you say Divrei Torah, then the Ramah says it becomes a su'das mitzvah. But it's not an obligation. Therefore, there's an argument to be made that the al-hanisim of the Shemona Esrei is more strict than the al-hanisim for the Birchas Hamazon. Now, I'm using that as an example to explain is that the al-hanisim, the Birchas Hamazon, is different than the al-hanisim in the Shemona Esrei. And go back to, when we discussed our idea, we said there's a trigger. There's a trigger word. What's the trigger word in the Shemona Esrei? Me'olam kivinu loch. In the benching, you don't have that. And instead in the benching, what's the trigger? The trigger is b'chol yoim, u'v'chol eis, u'v'chol sha'ah. Every day, every moment, every hour. That's a different trigger. What is it about Chanukah, that and Purim for that matter? It's an acknowledgement almost that Chanukah wasn't just something which happened in the past. There's a Chanukah that goes on. There's an element of Chanukah that is continuous. I got to think about this more. Okay, you got to think about this more. Maybe next week we'll continue this. We'll do something else. But it's a very usual expression. B'chol yoim, u'v'chol eis, u'v'chol sha'ah. The Chanukah menorah, there was no oil. They couldn't do it. So today will be a day when we don't light the Chanukah candles. There's no oil. There's no. We'll wait a couple of days until they make new oil and we'll be able to light. So we won't do it. No. Every single day counts. Hashem miraculously did a miracle that we were able to light the Chanukah candles. V'al hanisim, v'al hapurkon. And even though it's taka true where it says the war, but it concludes v'dliku neirois v'chatzrois kodshecha v'tiris midoshecha. Don't even lose a day. There's a trigger. There's a trigger in the words b'chol eis, b'chol yom, b'chol eis, b'chol sha. you take out of Chanukah, Mordechai, like I said, that was what we said before, is that there is an advantage where Chazal put the Al Hanisim in order to awaken us to define the essence of what happened at that time in a few short words. From the Shemona Esrei, we learn that the essence of Chanukah was Kivinu Lach. We're desperate. And in a moment of desperation, we put our hope in you. From the Birchas HaMazon, you learn a new element in Chanukah. What's the emergency? There was a war. We won the war. So new, so there's no Chanukah candles. Tonight, there's no menorah. So we'll light the menorah in a week from now. What's the emergency? What's the big deal? So no new. Everything has to be now. We live in the microwave generation. I want it now, and I want it hot. We live, what's the emergency? You wait, so you won't have. Go, you call a plumber. Sorry, buddy, I'm not coming to fix your boiler for another 2 days. I have a lot of work here. You go buy yourself a heater, an electric heater, and keep yourself warm for 2 days. No, when it comes to ruchnius, v'chol eis uv'chol yoim uv'chol eis uv'chol sha'ah, the miracle was now. Now, the mikdash has to be restored this moment, not even 1 second to waste. That's also a trigger. Something to think about. Thank you very much for learning with me. Have a wonderful night, everyone. Good night. Ablaza, thank you very, very much. It means a lot to me. Mr. Ms. Glad, thank you for coming. And Heshi Bar, thank you. Good night. Be well, everyone.
Thank you for the show.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Glad. Good night. Good night. Good Shabbos. A good Shabbos to you. Be well. Be well. Take care. Heshi, okay?